Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Thanks for tuning in to American Public Radio, where it's now 9 a.m. on this gorgeous Chicago morning. I'm Stefan Chaloub.
And I'm Chalice Nguyen.
And you're listening to All Mornings Redacted, one of our 1,500 indistinguishable news programs.
We're on the line with General Frank Jonesia.
That's Jones.
Okay, that's unique. Frank Jones of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, here to talk about the military's recent incursion into Saudistan.
Did you say Saudistan? There's no such place.
I'm sure there is. Right next to Kurdan, between Turkeypak and Western Slovakia.
None of those are real place names, and actually I'm here to talk about the administration's stance on dental hygiene.
Jesus, there better be a Saudistan. We've sent 5 reporters over there so far. So what is the administration's stance on dental hygiene?
We're for it.
Sorry to break in, but we do have reporter Jalene Tayilor via Skype from Saudistan right now.
Jalene, can you describe the situation over there right now?
Taras, we're seeing a lot of on the ground with firing on...
We must apologize to our listeners for the dropouts in the Skype feed. It's hard to get a strong signal with 56K dial-up access.
Jalene, we're told that you are currently situated in a war zone that does not exist. Your thoughts?
I don't f***ing know what the f*** you're talking about, since I have a f***ing landmine right in my...
Maybe we sent him to Konstantin or Yadurgo or Upper Malkovich?
Wherever the f*** I am, please get me the f*** out of here.
Jalene, do you know the whereabouts of your fellow APR reporters, Giyash Gama Lama Ramo Ramo, Ga'a Laga A'a, or Wablino Odbran Frankenstein?
No. Send me some help. There's an 8-year-old warlord rolling at me with a f***ing tank covered in god girls and East Happy Meal toys.
Well, it looks like we've lost the Skype feed, undoubtedly due to some benign technical difficulty.
Coming up after the break, we'll look at the sanctions levied against Phlegorfistein. Are they working?
Again, not a real place.
Ha ha! Yeah! All right, let's do it! Ha ha ha! Suck it!
Come on, everyone, let's go join the fun in Mr. Wakely's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wakely's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come all. We'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wakely's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
Okay. How are you guys holding up?
I don't know. Okay.
Good. Worst thing you can do during a cave-in is to panic.
Boss, how long before they can dig us out?
It might be hours. It might be days. It's too early to tell. Knock it off, you knuckleheads. Luckily, we got decent ventilation and the company keeps plenty of water down here for the borer.
Might as well settle in, I guess.
Yeah, and they know we're here and they're going to start to dig for us now. It's not so bad after all, right? Right?
There is one thing.
One thing? What do you mean, boss?
It's just that there's no food.
Oh, jeez.
Of all the lousy luck.
But the human body can go days without eating, even weeks. We should be out by then. Right, boss?
Enough with the crazy talk, Peters. No one's gonna panic on my watch.
But I wasn't panic.
That's all right, boys. I've got a solution. It's a bit drastic, but I think it'll help us pull through.
If you say so, boss.
In a collapse, you have to get sustenance where you can, till you see the light of day again. Sometimes, if there's no other food, you have to live off each other.
What? Gee, what? Huh? It's cute. You mean we have to ingest each other's...
No fucking way.
Damn it, Brooks! Listen to me. I'm serious.
Hey, why'd you slap me?
For the love of God, Peters, I don't have time to hold your hand and explain everything.
Oh, thank God. I knew I had a couple of power bars in my pocket. We don't have to starve.
Oh, great. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's great.
What, are you crazy? Those have been exposed to the gas in the explosion. There's no way they're edible.
What? The wrappers have been open. I'm sure they're fine.
Do you really want to take that chance? Damn it, man. I can't take care of a sick miner on top of everything else. I'm throwing him in the slag pit.
Oh, my God. I had totally forgotten my lunch. I packed extra in case I worked overtime today. There's sandwiches, nuts, and jerky for everyone. Hey!
Peters, the only nuts your lips will be slurping are mine. And the only jerkin...
Oh, for the love of God, stop there.
Who knows how long that food has been down here. It could have all kinds of germs on it.
But I just packed it this morning.
Oh, sure. That's just what they'd like you to believe. For your safety, I just can't take that chance. What the?
It's a box labeled emergency supplies!
It's filled with tins of food.
And labeled specifically for use during cave-ins. We'll never go bad!
It also says it serves 4 hungry miners for weeks!
Yes! Yeah!
I know that was drastic, but you'll thank me later.
You threw away our supplies, our lifeline. You've doomed us.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you foolishly signed up to work with me.
But why? Why?
I am trying to protect you all. But do I get any thanks for that? No. Those tins were loaded with preservatives. If you were to keep up a sedentary lifestyle, I'd give you all 30, 40 years tops before complications from obesity set in. You're welcome.
I will kill you now.
Hey, damn it! There's no point to all this. The boss is right. I want to do what I can to survive.
That's the spirit. I knew you all had some gumption in you.
So that's what they're calling it now.
Hey, I was agreeing with you!
That was a celebratory slap. Okay, unzip, and I'll get to work on you. Peters, you're next.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the Deus Ex Machina Underground Cafe. Table for three, I assume?
There's a restaurant down here?
Huh. Funny how none of us noticed those glass doors before, or that blinking neon sign.
Do you know about this?
Would you believe me if I said no?
Oh, hey, Mike, the usual table?
The usual table.
I mean, seriously, what's the clientele for a cafe and a mine shack?
Pretty much just trap the miners. Not a lot of track effect, but we're killing it in the Yelp reviews. Anyway, since you're friends of Mike's, I could get you seated right now. Would you like to feel our specials today?
That sounds great! Wait, feel our specials? Son of a bitch!
WGLY!
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Kenny.
Coming to the party?
What party?
Mike's surprise birthday party.
Mike from accounts?
No, Mike from the mailroom.
Oh, weird Mike.
Weird Mike? No, Mike's a shit, son. He's got a lazy eye, that's all.
Yeah, I don't really
know. I knew it.
Knew what?
You know what the word around the office is about you, Pete? It's that you're not a team player. Now I see where you get that rep.
Rep? I don't... My rep is good.
Fuck it. Shouldn't have even come to you with this. You never are in on anything social with the office.
That is not true.
You never come to the bar after work. You didn't go to Frank's daughter's bat mitzvah. You're all, ooh, I'm Pete. My shit don't stink. My farts smell like motherfucking cinnamon. Fuck you guys. You all are a bunch of fucking dick wrinkles. Die, bitches.
That is not what I
That is exactly what you say. Every day.
Okay, I'll go to the surprise birthday party. When is it?
Now.
Now?
Now. Mike's on his way.
Okay. So what should I do?
We're all gonna hide. Then, when Mike walks in, Todd and I will jump out, hold Mike, then you come over and shove this knife right into him. Shove the knife into Mike.
Shove the knife into Mike.
Right. I recommend sliding it in between his ribs and twisting it. Then, look into his eyes and watch the life drain away. But, that's just what I would do. You can do it any way you want.
Kenny, I gotta tell you, this is not what I expected when I was invited to this surprise birthday party.
What did you expect?
I don't know. Cake? Cake, maybe. Maybe little hats.
If you want to wear a little hat while you stab him, that's fine.
I just don't... What does stabbing a man to death have to do with a surprise birthday party?
Well, nothing with the birthday. He'll be surprised, though.
Look, couldn't we just give him some birthday punches in the arm or something?
Look, Pete, I'll be honest with you. It's not even Mike's birthday.
It's not?
No. We just want to murder him.
Well, at least you're being straightforward with me now. Hey, who's he on the phone with?
Yeah? Okay. Thanks. Mike just got off the elevator.
Okay. Hide.
I don't know if
Pete,
I'm...
You're going to have to sack up and kill Mike. You're in this too deep to back out now.
Too deep? But you...
Hey, Kenny, Pauline said you wanted to see me. What's Pete doing with a knife?
A knife? A knife. Right. He has a knife because he shaves with a knife.
Yes. I shave at work with a knife.
Yeah, like Crocodile Dundee and shit.
Yeah.
You were gonna stab me, weren't you?
Stab you? What kind of yes, we were going to stab you.
Well, sorry, gents, but you have to get up pretty early in the morning to trick old Mike into being brutally stabbed to death by his co-workers. Better luck next time. Ha! Crazy guys.
See, Pete, this is why you have that rep.
Support for All Mornings Redacted comes from Mulch Munch. Natural healthy snacks with no sugar, salt, fats, or preservatives. Sign up now for your 30-day free trial. Mulch Munch. Just like the snacks you eat now, only much worse. You're listening to American Public Radio, and we're in the middle of day 86 of our semi-annual pledge drive.
We're joined by Davide Bradure of Allied Bank of Chicago.
That's David Brady. Call me Dave.
All right, Mr. Brady. Davy is here because Allied will be matching all color pledges this hour.
That's right, Talas. Up to $5,000.
Let's talk about some of our incentives for pledgers. Stefan?
Sure, Talith. For those of you who pledge $100 or more, we have this tote bag with the WGLY logo made from 100% recycled hemp and the tears of indigenous Americans, and it's completely biodegradable.
We all love tote bags.
More than life itself. Of course, if you pledge $250 or more, you get this free CD set of the best of the Homespun Minnesota Music Hour, hosted by our own Trent, Jade, and Connor. They take the vibrant American musical tradition of folk, blues, and country and sanitize it for your listening narcolepsy.
I've fallen asleep to it many times, sometimes while driving.
And finally, at the $500 level, we have nothing. No one has ever pledged at the $500 level.
Well, except for corporations like us, which is why we feel comfortable offering the matching funds.
Well played, Dave. I guess you'll have to take all that money back with you.
I shouldn't have brought cash. That's just rubbing it in. Say, do you have an extra tote bag?
Excuse me. Hey, hello. Yes, hi. I just had a question. Are you a hobo?
Well, sir, that depends. Do you work for the leprechaun?
The leprechaun? No.
No, oh, good. If you did work for the leprechaun, I'd have had to kill you with this here hammer. But to answer your question, yes, I am indeed a hobo. Named Samuel.
Oh, good. Hello, Samuel. My name is Edgar, and I was interested in becoming a hobo.
Well, I see. Well, being a hobo ain't for everybody. It ain't all the glitz and glamour like you see on that there telepicture set. It takes a certain type of fella.
Of course, of course.
So, Edgar, tell me, what is it that makes you want to become part of the hobo me in life?
Well, I lost my job, my wife left me, and I've always liked the idea of eating beans out of a can.
I see.
Tell me, Samuel, have you always been a hobo?
Oh, no. Heck, before becoming a hobo, I had been plenty of things. Drifter, vagabond, transient, bum, tramp, vagrant, sketch comedy writer. But I was never truly fulfilled until I became a hobo.
Well, I tell you, I am just sick of the business world. It has destroyed all of my energy.
That's impossible. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only converted from one form to another. Basic mass energy equivalence. That's the law of conservation. You need to brush up on your thermodynamics. Say, would you like something to eat?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I got Taco Bell or fried sewer rat.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. I'll take the sewer rat.
Well, I guess you ought to go see Stinkbug Willie in HR.
HR?
Hobo Resources.
And that is where?
Right over yonder.
May I help you, sir?
Oh, I was coming to see Stinkbug Willie.
I'm sorry. Mr. Stinkbug is in a meeting right now. I'll check and see if Mr. Stinkbug has an opening in his schedule. Stinkbug Willie will see you now.
What can I do you for?
I'm here applying for hobomanship.
I see. And what's your name, son?
Edgar.
I once knew a pigeon named Edgar. But I guess you wouldn't have anything to do about with that, would you?
No.
I don't trust you. Stay the hell away from my wife!
Your wife?
What?
You said to stay away from your wife.
My wife?
Yes.
I ain't got a wife.
You don't have a wife?
I don't.
You do?
I like you.
Thanks.
Here, have some rag.
Wow, that's good rag.
Welcome aboard, Edgar.
Thank you.
Here's a pamphlet that contains all the information you'll need.
So you want to be a hobo. Say, Stinkbug Willie, how long have you been at this?
Long time. Long time. I'm 57. But that's your hobo years, mind you.
How did you become a hobo?
Well, that's an interesting story that I forgot. Hobos are an eclectic breed. We're mostly fellers down on their luck, or fellers who wanted to get away from something. We're philosophy majors. Life out there is tough. Bosses at work are always on you. Bank account balances, mortgages, Ryan Reynolds movies.
Oh, God, I can't stand Ryan Reynolds.
I hate Ryan Reynolds.
How is he popular?
I have no idea. You'll want to go talk to Coontooth McGill. He's our hobo union representative. Hobo Local 415.
Okay, great.
I got a good feeling about you, Edgar.
Thank you. I won't let you down, Mr. Stinkbug.
Hi, you must be, Zagron? I'm Emily, your Tinder date.
Greetings, Terran Harlot. I am told that giving you this decomposing plant will signal my amorous intentions.
Oh, that's sweet, in an off-putting kind of way. I'm disturbingly used to that. Oh, sorry, that was work. Have you ordered yet?
Ordered who? To do what?
No, ordered food. You know, appetizers, drinks, whatever.
Oh, you mean demanded sustenance from the galley slaves. No, I ate a waiter on the way in.
You mean you talked to a waiter.
I know what I said, woman. So, tell me meaningless details of your existence. I'm sure this exchange of small talk will help lubricate your pubic area.
Excuse me?
Yes, yes, let us proceed with the foreplay so that I may commence with vaginal insertion. For the glory of the Graciulana Empire! I think we are truly connected here.
I was starting to think my decision to work for the government was the worst choice I would make this year. Well, apparently I was wrong. Just a minute, this is a priority call from work. Control, what is it? What? We've narrowed down the alien infiltration to this restaurant? I think I've already made contact. Send backup, but keep this line open. Sorry, Zagron. Where were we?
Excellent! You test a subordinate with vaporizing the offender. It is exactly the kind of dominance which will heighten our copulations.
Let's not jump to the copulations right away.
Hello, folks. Sorry to disturb your, charming conversation, but are you ready to order?
Galley slave! How dare you interrupt my charming and extremely effective foreplay! I shall extract your kidney painfully through your nasal cavity!
So you don't want to hear about the specials?
Please just bring us some bread for now. Phew! How about you tell me about yourself a bit?
Oh, it's the usual story. A galactic overlord, tyrant of the 12 galaxies, stranded on a small backwater planet, forced to take menial jobs and eat mail carriers to survive. You've heard it all before. You?
I'm section director for a government agency. We search for extraterrestrial life.
Well, good luck with that. I found most of you humans could not find your waste disposal orifice with a Zarthian Prime supercomputer and both of your upper tentacles.
Oh, we might be a bit more advanced than you think.
Oh, that's nice and all, but give me a good old Pravulin genital to press any time. Call me sentimental, but these newfangled gadgets don't have the charm, or excessive torque, necessary to make a scumling really feel your point of view.
Oh, this little baby will put the hurt on extraterrestrials, trust me. Once I activate this bad boy, I can lay him out and haul him in for questioning.
Usually my only question is, where do you want your spleen mailed?
So, are you folks ready to order now?
Oh, I'm just about ready. In about 10 seconds.
Enough force plays! The release of my seed is imminent, and without the proper receptacle, it will release the destructive power of a hydrogen bomb! Plus, I will become cranky. Now is the time for action!
You got that right. Firing now! Control, target acquired. Send a squad for it for pickup.
By the noble glasses of Flatulon! The galley slave was a non-Earther?
Yeah, a dangerous one. He's already infiltrated our defense systems, and was trying to infiltrate me, if you catch my drift.
Why did you not face me in battle?
Not my department. I just do spies, not overlords.
Then shall we continue the foreplay?
Why not? You're actually only the third worst guy Tinder's hooked me up with.
Excellent! Then it is a time for me to show you the priapic might of a Graxulanian. Prepare to become my cosmic receptacle, woman! I now...
One more to pick up, Control. Ooh, say, are you single by any chance?
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Brian Sweeney, Keith Hernandez, Mike O'Filleritz, Declan Shannon, Patrick Harrington, Nick Monoragas, Rebecca Rivers, Chuck Todd, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Tom Giaroso, Scott Mercer, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was a production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
Hi, and thanks for listening to American Public Radio. I'm your host of the Planetary Jazz Hole, Alain Morgan. Next up, we're going to have a brand new track from Pop Machine, who have gone in a new acoustic direction, singing about the simple life. I know you're as excited as I am.
I love the feel of sunshine on my shoulders. I love the feel of grass upon my face. I love to eat a slice of summer cherry pie. The good Lord smiles upon me with his grace. I love the look upon your beautiful face as you hit me with my favorite whip. Then you strangle me as I reach my peak. Into darkness I begin to slip. Give me the simple life, for that I yearn. And if you don't agree with me, you motherfucker's gonna burn. I love the sound of children singing on Sunday. Hearing them at surface makes me calm. In the basement is my secret math lab. I'm high as a kite singing the songs. Give me the simple life, for that I yearn. And if you don't agree with me, you motherfuckers gonna burn. I have love for all of my brothers, except for Vinny, who wants to break my legs. I'm down 20 G's from a trip to Vegas. He'll put the hurt on no matter how I beg. Give me the simple life, for that I yearn. And if you don't agree with me, you motherfucker's gonna burn.
WGLY.